Phoenix FM backstage from the main stage here at Stand and Calling. It's Steve Robertson here with Kings Elliot. Hello.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Yes, how are you? Because you've been on the main stage 12:30 to 1, wasn't it? What are we now? It's just, you've just come off the stage half hour or so ago.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It's the first time I played a main stage at a festival, so that was really surreal.
And it's funny, the amount of interviews we do where people say that within a year or two, they're the headline act. You know, this is that sort of festival, isn't it?
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Is it the first time you've been here?
Yeah, actually, which is crazy because it's so close to London and I've not been yet.
More and more people tend to come from North London, certainly up to here, and think, wow, this, I mean, it's a very family-friendly show, but of course the show with a dog show, so you've not only got all the family, you've got the dogs watching you as well while you're on the main stage.
Yeah, I actually, when I was on stage, I kept seeing lots of dogs, and I was getting really excited, and this is so cool. Can you like go and pet some dogs afterwards? Because that's what I'm going to be doing.
Well, what there is, that there's like the dog bowl round the corner, which is where everyone's going with their dogs and they're playing and they're having a great time. So yeah, I'm sure you can. You've only got to ask nicely.
That's all right. That's where I'm going to be. I'll be like, can I please stroke your dog?
There's so many cute dogs about as well. Oh, it's great. And it's nice because the weather's a bit cooler today for them as well.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad. The last few days have been torturous. So I'm glad.
So, I mean, the first time on main stage, how do you prepare for that? You know, you've got your set worked out and you know, I suppose, because you've got your new track. Well, the most recent one was Till I Die, wasn't it? You've got new music coming out as well. And about a year and a half worth of music that people can listen to online at the moment.
Yeah, so I've got one EP with 5 tracks and then, yeah, but there's more. In the next few months, that's when I'm really going to be releasing lots of new stuff. So I'm really excited about that. And preparing wise, I mean, to be honest, you know, I was a couple of months ago, I was playing my first headline show in London, which was like 100 people, you know, it was tiny. And then I just went into a rehearsal room because I actually am going on tour with Imagine Dragons next week playing stadiums. So I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to need to like fill out this huge stage at Stand and Calling and then on this stadium tour. And it's just me and my keys player. So it's like, it's you know, it's only 2 of us. So I've just like, I'm just like walking around and, you know, getting my stamina up so I can actually move. And I don't know, you just sort of psych yourself up and, yeah, I don't know. And then you just do it. You sort of leave your body a little bit. I actually, sometimes I like leave my body and watch myself from the...
I know what you mean. Yeah, you're levitating. You're there.
Yeah, and you're just like, what am I doing? But anyway, let's continue.
Yeah. But I mean, with you, your keyboard player, I mean, we a few years ago now spoken to Katie Tunstall here as well. You know, it's not like people aren't used to just seeing one or two people there on a main stage, is it?
Yeah, no, that's true. More and more. Especially like people like, yeah, you know, Ed Sheeran, just him, yeah, and his guitar, and it's, yeah, like, it doesn't matter. So you don't need a whole band. So, yeah, no, it's good to know. And you just have to, like, trust yourself that it's enough to, like, keep people's attention and that you just have to sort of, yeah, to, like, not listen to your own inner voices telling you, it's boring.
But it's not because it's melodic, it's emotional music. And I mean, it comes from the heart anyway, isn't it? Because you've said before, you need to write the music, you need to go out there and do it for your own well-being almost.
Yeah, 100%. It's definitely like a healing process for me to write the songs and then to share them with people. It's
And you're up there on the stage, you're in your own zone then as well, aren't you?
Yeah, 100%.
It's the reason you do it.
Yeah. It's like the dream come true, that what I've always wanted. And then I have to like remind myself, like, you know, when I get really nervous, because I do get really panicky beforehand sometimes, and it sometimes can feel quite torturous because you're like, oh God, like I feel so bad beforehand sometimes. Today I actually felt quite relaxed, which is a miracle, and touch wood.
Does it help being the first one out there? Because you're not watching other acts thinking, oh no, I've got to follow this.
I don't know, actually. I feel like maybe, because sometimes the longer you wait, the more nervous you get.
You don't want to analyse it too much either, do you?
No. So it's like 50-50. Some days I feel okay and some days I feel terrible. And then you sort of have to remind yourself that this is what you've always dreamt of doing, like when you were like 9 years old in front of the mirror with a hairbrush, and like just enjoy it. So,
and also as far as the music's concerned, I suppose it means that you've then got more experience to draw from for writing new stuff as well.
Oh, 100%. I have. So, in fact, I literally the other day I wrote a song about having a panic attack in public because it can. It's really tough, you know. People don't understand, and it's just so tough to experience that. And because I'm now on the road and I do things and I meet people all the time that I don't know, I've now experienced it more and more. So now I wrote a song literally the other day about it because. It can be so all-consuming, and you can make you feel so uncomfortable. So, yeah. So thankfully, it's giving me inspiration.
Exactly. And the music's honest, isn't it? Everything you do is born out of honesty, and people can relate to that, can't they?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think when the message is, I was scared at first to put out music that's so honest, and that is literally telling people my innest, you know, most inner thoughts and fears and things. But the messages I get, generally, they make it all worth it, because I'm like, oh, you know, this person connects to that because they've experienced a similar thing and they feel more empowered having listened to my song and having spoken to me on like Instagram or whatever. And that is really rewarding, and that makes you feel like it's all worth it.
You've got to be careful as well, because you know you're always going to get people trolling you. You're always going to get that negative side as well. But you've got to be yourself, haven't you?
100%. Because otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And again, that's an inspiration for others then as well, when they, you know, they can relate to it, can't they? I mean, do you find you're building a fan base off the back of that, the honesty?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, otherwise, well, no, I'd probably still be doing it, but it's definitely it's given me more courage seeing more and more people listening and more people messaging me and being like, that builds more courage and you're more honest and you just gives you fuel to keep going. So,
and it's amazing how quickly it can grow when you're playing festivals here as well, because pretty much everyone watching you, if they're on Instagram, they're going to follow you, aren't they? There.
Yeah, exactly. So you're basically collecting people everywhere. It's almost like a Pokemon game. You just go around catching Pokemon. That's how I see it anyway.
Are you very active on the socials then? Is that so at the moment you're really pushing there?
Yeah, I'm definitely constantly on TikTok and Instagram, posting about my life and my experiences and how I feel. And, you know, I think that is the gateway to everyone else, like the world. So that's how you speak to your audience. And I love it. Like, it gives me so much energy and so much comfort. And yeah, so I love it. So I'm constantly on there.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, so far, and as I say, with the main stage and everything, you're well prepared for Imagine Dragons. Oh, God, it's going to be great, isn't it?
Yeah, hopefully. If I don't have a meltdown on tour, no.
You want to be in that position. Like you say, it's what you're doing it for.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's going to be great.
Oh, well, look, thanks very much for talking to us. People want to find out more. What's the best way of finding out online? TikTok and Instagram. Is there a web page or something that just links through to everything?
Yeah, kingselliot.com is where you find all my social links. And anywhere, if you just search Kings Elliot, you will find my profile.
And you're all over Spotify, etc., etc.
Yeah, Apple, Spotify, Deezer, just anything. YouTube, anywhere.
Lovely. Look, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.